Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101.
It's funny what's going on right now, right?
Oh my gosh, I wish you guys could see us now. Oh.
Well, if you can't, go to the YouTube channel, because right now, Craig, how do you feel looking at your brother charging you to be in the back of a limo right now, because you're basically paying for this?
No, I'm not paying for that.
I mean, you guys are the Pot Brothers at Law.
Although, you know, like he says, he's going up to L.A., bad traffic. He's going to at least knock out two or three consults for the Pot Brothers at Law, and he's going to pay for it on top of it.
Hey.
Oh, so that's a good thing that you're seeing it as.
Efficient. You got to be efficient.
You just better make some money on this ride, little brother. That's all I gotta say.
Already did.
With technology, it's awesome. We're actually looking at Mark in the back of a limo, and we're looking at this other guy who looks like Craig Wasserman's younger brother who comes back to the show set. Dude, when you go to Vegas and you come back with a
what
haircut,
are you talking about?
You came back from Vegas like you're
a rock star.
The Harry Button, you went back in years. Whatever. What was that movie called? Button.
I know what you're talking about, but I never
went,
watched it.
Bottom line is, you lost 20 years. You look 15, so
maybe.
Good.
Maybe 15.
Looks great, though.
I even talked to your wife, and she goes, I can't believe I don't get these I'm a gold digger look anymore because I'm with some old man.
Oh,
and I
man.
Go, right?
Hey, is that real?
Did you really
I swear
her?
To God, Amanda, ironically.
I did. I had the bushiest goatee that I've had in years. I had the COVID hair.
You look like you had four big old nuts on your chin. Not two, four. Four of them. They were just so hairy and crazy.
Nuts, but
just,
it
like
was,
old school 80 hairy nuts.
No, old school hairy goatee.
Like your brother's nuts.
Goatee.
Either way, it's
a little
good
different
to
than
see
nuts.
You.
I don't know why you make everything into nuts.
Because I like nuts, and it makes me smile. I'm like
you
a
like
little
chin
boy.
Chin nuts or chestnuts?
All of them, actually. Just all nuts, you know. But everyone.
I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, I hope.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101.
It's a good thing I can shut off what I'm going to say.
On the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We've actually are being heard in over 83 countries right now. And, you know, just want to thank all those people listening to us all over the world. We appreciate it. And if you ever want to be a part of the show, call us up, 800-420-1980. Ask a question, make a comment. It's 800-420-1980. And make sure you go to the Instagram pages, learn the script, the slam poem, so much more about our personal lives. It's at Cannabis Talk 101.
Yes.
At Pot_Brothers_@_Law.
Yes.
Mark, little brother, in the back of the limo right now is at Waslaw.
Yes.
Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue.
Yes.
Is at 1 Christopher Wright. And I am at Joe Grande 52.
Yes!
Yes!
Before we start the show, and I know we got a lot of news that we're going to get to.
Yes.
I want to get your guys' opinion on an email I got. Joe Grande at Cannabis Talk 101.
Oh.
Here was an email, and I love it because it's about you, Craig.
Uh-oh.
They said, and I
Don't
love...
Don't fuck on me.
No, I love this because... This is the verbiage. If Craig is there today.
Literally.
I would love to hear Craig's take on MedMen. Seems like Craig takes more days off than the president, Jimmy in Lancaster.
Jimmy.
And I'm like, between Craig and Mark, I don't know who takes more days off. But at least Mark's been coming on Skype. But
hey, I haven't taken that many days off lately. Last week we got, and we were doing two shows a week. I gave advance notice. We banged out those two shows. So, Jimmy, I don't know. I think it's something that Joe perpetuates.
No, this is the question
that,
of MedMen.
That I'm not there.
But it's a listener that's been listening to us.
But I am here, so I appreciate that, Jimmy, asking about me. And I am the old fuck, so I get to do what the fuck I want. On top of all of that, but I love that you're listening and asking. MedMen, there was another, there were so many news articles when I prepped for the show. We could do five shows a day, and I'd have still too much news to go over at five shows a day. But yeah, the MedMen is becoming a huge debacle, man. They have layers and layers of ownership. There was an article today that showed the spider web, where there are like six different entities, and each entity is owned by another entity. And some of these entities are in the cannabis space in Los Angeles, and social equity, where you have to own a certain percent of the company, a social equity applicant, and Harvest and the people who MedMen say they're taking over might not have the rights to these stores. I mean, I didn't go into detail because I wasn't going to address it today. But Jimmy, you listen, next week I will definitely go over it in more detail. If I'm here and break it down for you.
So real quick, as we've talked about it on a couple of shows, and I believe you and Mark still understand where we stand for as far as using just a quick summary. MedMen's going to be too big and strong to lose. They're going to have to sell
stuff. I disagree.
And I know, so elaborate more on... As Blue made a great point, which I love his point last time we talked about.
You know what? I just confused that freaking story with High Times.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for doing
it. I retract that.
You know what's great is that's normal for you. So what is your name? Jimmy in Lancaster?
I just read the High Times article.
To quote you, though, the old fuck acted like the old fuck.
Hey. There is a MedMen article today as well, which I didn't address because I thought maybe Joe would go in green. He loves MedMen. I thought maybe he'd address it. So I really didn't get into the detail on that, but... I think they lost.
Everything kind of correlates to what you were saying, though.
I think they lost, or they settled an investor shareholder lawsuit
with High Times.
MedMen's completely different. Right. I want to address MedMen for Jimmy. I apologize for mixing
those 7 minutes. But they were about High Times.
They stepped down, right? The CEOs stepped down.
That's old news. There's still things going on with MedMen to where I don't know if they're too big to fail. Time will tell. I will get into more detail with the article that I did see today, glanced at it, didn't go into detail, so I really don't want to go over it without actually knowing what I'm talking about on that.
So to give you guys a heads up, Craig, because you weren't here, I want to explain, you know, kind of...
Which I didn't know they were doing a couple other shows last week after we decided to do two on Monday.
Well, we tried to add a couple shows so we could lock you out of a couple more.
Well, no, we're just trying to do more content so you can make more money. That's what we're doing. We're looking out for you.
Hey, I'm not upset about it.
By the request from the big guy upstairs. But check this out, though. What it comes down to is MedMen, no one's too big to fail, okay? That's you know...
Well, no, there are some. Mark is...
Almost every giant can fall, okay? But you know...
Government bailouts of the big fucking corporations. Yeah, but
clearly this, though, and I was trying to explain it last week, and I'll kind of update it today, is, you know, you've got somebody that, like MedMen, that came into a market, a global market, and expanded into the market and became one of the number one, you know, recognizable... companies in the cannabis space, and they ultimately used so much capital to get there, and I want to say
this, allegedly misuse.
Well, they I mean, everybody probably misuses that kind of capital. I mean, no. When you get to I mean, I'm sure they did.
That's why there's investor shareholder lawsuits about misuse of funds.
But the reason I think that is, though, is because I think they overpromised people, and so what happens is you know, you got an investor that says, okay, I'm going to put up $50 million, okay. And they're there saying, hey, we'll make it back in 3 years, in 5 years. And so
we're going to go buy a mansion in five fucking special Silverado.
And like Blue pointed out,
Silver Rolls
Rolls Royces.
I love that Blue pointed this out, and that's kind of that posture that MedMen did. Look at us. We're so big. We're so bad. They're bad. They became and bought a name. They paid for it, and you're right. They bought that mansion. They bought those jets. They took those trips to posture themselves as, look at us.
No,
we're badasses.
That's not why they did that.
Well, and to look at
they already
financials.
Had the name. They didn't use, they didn't, MedMen didn't become MedMen because of the way they used the money. It was a brilliant marketing plan and a brilliant name.
In the third quarter, they just increased $45.9 million. So they had increased. Granted, they were down about 200, but they're on their way back up. So I hope they make it.
My thought process is, again, that you know, you balloon in the front because you want to get as much market share as possible. And so they've made such a huge name. And in order to get as much space as they have, market, you know, space,
They're not paying creditors still.
Oh, I'm
sure. Well, who is? It's the pandemic.
Yeah,
that's irresponsible.
You know, what's funny is I've got the free pass from my credit cards, from my vehicles, and not one have I taken it because I just feel like
you're still gonna owe it,
and it makes you look like you're weak.
Oh, it comes at the back end,
and you're still gonna owe it.
No,
so if you can afford it, don't.
Yeah,
play
for,
that
for
shit.
Credit purposes, it makes you look weak, I'm sure, too. If you're like, oh, yeah, I can't afford to pay my bills.
I think Mark has on his MedMen shirt as we speak. Mark, is that a MedMen shirt you're wearing?
I would
wear that. I don't listen to the tips you give me.
Ooh.
That's not a tip.
Hey,
these are just facts. But I do got a tip for you, Mark. It's called the tip of my...
Okay, now, hey, no, enough of that. What kind of show are we?
Sorry.
Come on.
It's your brother. He brings it out of me.
Come on, Joe. I gotta tell you about Georgia Democratic Senate candidate John Ossoff tweeted in the Senate. This is another candidate, right? This is my segment, my itty-bitty tiny little.
I love it. You find
week,
somebody.
Every
I
week
love
segment.
It.
And I came close today. I didn't think I was going to be able to find somebody, but I found a few, which I'll wait for the next show to give out the other one. But he tweeted, in the Senate, I'll fight for stronger. And this is big, too, because it's in the Senate, not the House of Representatives. In the Senate, I'll fight for stronger civil rights laws and due process protections, an end to mandatory minimum sentencing, prison reform that raises conditions to human standards, death penalty abolition, cannabis legalization.
He just threw a bunch of stuff in there, huh? He wants all the criminals to love him.
Hey, you want to get rid of the cannabis legalization? I mean, you want to get rid of the death penalty. You want to stop prohibition is what I meant. You want to get rid of the prohibition because with prohibition comes all of your human rights violations against the minorities and people of color.
You know,
where's this guy out of?
He's out of Georgia.
I'm okay with that.
Now, there's one thing I found in looking for these articles, though, and I'm going to. This is kind of like one of my brother's stories, but I'll just be really, really brief.
Please.
I just couldn't help because I'm reading this going, Missouri Republican congressional candidate Adela Wisdom, along with her husband, who is running for state lieutenant governor, and I'm thinking, I'm going to get a good quote, right?
Right.
Was arrested after allegedly burning marijuana plants on their property after a National Guard helicopter with a county deputy flew overhead.
On his property? And what's his title again? What did he do?
He's running for state lieutenant governor, and his wife is a Republican congressional candidate.
Oh, that's awesome in Missouri. So
I thought I was going to read about, and they are in favor of. And
right,
no,
right, right.
No, it's... So anyways...
And they got some land out there. Well, let's break real quick, come back with some cannabis news. And Mark, we still want to get some stories from you when cannabis goes bad. And hear about your court date. I really want that update. There's two updates I want to get from you. One from the one in the Valley with the Uber driver, Mexican lady, that you did a pro bono case for, and the child that got taken away from his father for smoking weed. Two cases there.
Got it. Yes!
We'll be right back after this.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds.
If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. We can hear you loud and clear, and it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
Can you hear me? Can you hear Mark's in the back of a limo, Skyping into the show. We start the show, and before we're like, everyone quiet, and Mark's all, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm just smoking joints in the back of the car. Can anybody hear me? Is this what you had to deal with, Craig?
I'm not sure he sounded exactly like that.
It was annoying like that to me.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes!
Wow.
You sound amazing.
That's how I sounded, Joe.
Well, can we hear from your big brother,
you
please?
Show today or
yeah,
what?
Can we get some cannabis news out of you for once? There's so much news, but you know what? One of the, actually, a huge case. There's a federal case and a California case. And I'm going to hit the federal case first because it applies across the country. It's called cross enforcement. It's when a state safety officer or a state policeman tries to arrest somebody on a federal crime.
Okay. What is that called?
Cross enforcement.
Got you.
Okay, so we have officers here.
Is a
here.
State officer a highway this. Patrol? Is the only
yes.
state officer?
Yes, okay. No, highway patrol.
Highway patrol, right?
Cop,
that's what I thought.
Whatever it is, sworn officer. Let me ask you this question. If an officer smells weed in California, state officer, CHP, can he say that is a federal crime? Under federal law, it's illegal. I'm going to search your car because of the smell.
I think it depends if you're black or white driving, first off. So
okay, I'm not talking about the chances of it actually getting deployed on you. I agree with you 100%.
But
on that.
That consideration, I see where you're going. I just wanted to be completely honest. But I think they're going to say whatever they want, but I don't think the law says you should, because in California, if I'm not mistaken, smell is not probable cause for a ticket.
They should have just filed the case with Joe.
Correct, right?
Yeah, that's what the case came down.
See, I'm not a lawyer, but I play
the
one
case,
because I hang out with two good
ones.
The case
came down and said that the state officer can't search a car based on probable cause of a federal marijuana offense.
Right.
Because
that's
under
the law.
In California, it's
only
the law.
Yeah, that's what, but you asked in California.
Right, in California. And it's for any state. It's because this is a federal case. A federal judge is throwing out. You have the same motion.
So you're saying that rule and regulation is going to apply to every state now?
If the federal bench, this is in the Southern District here in California. So at some point, if there's varying decisions at the federal level across different states, because the different districts compromise different states, the federal court districts, it's not just one state. It could be California, Oregon, and whatever other state is compiled of the Southern District. I'm not sure off the top of my head, so I'm not going to say what states compromise it, but that's how that works.
It would seem more the legal ones where it's illegal.
Well, no, a federal court in a different district could rule differently. And that's how things end up at the Supreme Court level.
when you have different districts making different decisions, people at the law of the land have to chime in.
So I got insight. This is just a recap on things that we've talked about in the past, since we're talking federal laws, and Mark and Craig have so many, you know, disagreements about federal, you know, cannabis going federally
legal. Mark doesn't
legal.
Think it's going to ever happen federally, and he's about to eat his own words.
Never.
You know, and I believe it will, and I actually got some insight, and I believe that I might be onto something. I think, Craig, you'll happily agree with me.
That'll be odd.
Quick trick question here. Mark, since you're the attorney over there in the back seat of a limo smoking a joint illegally, you know, let me ask
you
this.
Good point.
Let me ask you this. He said, oh, shit.
do as I say, not as I do.
It's, right? It's hemp. It's hemp. We can't even hear you. Here's the thing, though, is when does the canopy law in California pass to where the canopy has no limit?
2025.
Do you think
what do you
that,
mean?
Hold on. So do you think that the, I'll explain that real quick for Joe, actually.
For no limit. What is that?
Or maybe
mean?
Just 2025, for all of them. Everybody.
For 25.
Yeah, for all
so
our listeners.
In 2025, what happens is right now there's a 20,000?
I think it's 1 acre.
1 acre.
Anything over 10,000 square feet grow.
Has to have a separate license. You know,
unlike a brewery that could be the size of as much as land as you buy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, so right now you're capped at that, and in 2025 they're going to take that cap off, and you can grow as many acres as you want under one license.
Which I had some very intelligent and powerful people have some good conversation with me, saying, "Well, dude, it's going legal in 2025 federally. Why wouldn't it? You understand why, right?
Why didn't you get some land?
Why? Why is it going to 2025?
Because the caps are coming off, and all the big guys can really come in. See, right now
that's a good theory.
I love that theory.
Look at
right
Mark
there.
Over there feels a little uncomfortable.
Wait, better,
now.
Better yet,
that little $5,000 is.
Give me some. That was a good.
If we're on the subject, there was another article I read about a guy who gave federal legalization. In 2021, a 300-to-1 shot. Now, based on a lot of different factors, that has gone down to 50-50.
In 2021.
That quick. But yeah. Blue's theory is where money counts.
This is counting on.
That's
money talk.
Democrats.
That's
money. Big, this is counting on. And this guy has tracked all these different congressional races. And this is counting on. The Democrats holding the House of Representatives.
Right.
The Democrats only need 5 or 6 to flip the Senate. And then Biden comes in. And Biden's under so much pressure from the other wing of the Democrats to go along with marijuana legalization. If both House and the Senate pass a law, I don't see Biden ever vetoing that thing.
Oh, not at all. And not only that, so, Trump's not winning this time, Blue. I confirmed that over the weekend when I seen about 46 people at that Arizona fucking Oklahoma rally where they try to really rally up. His people aren't coming out no more, just to let you know. I know you were saying he's going to win.
Oh, they're going to vote, though.
No, we'll see.
No. They're going to vote, dude. People,
if anything
listen,
goes I, off this rally,
no,
I don't
no
see
way. Here's the thing. Two things.
We're going to wait. So... Go ahead, Blue.
I just feel this. You know, it's not that I want Trump to win. I'm not I'm a big Trump supporter. No, I just think that he says some outlandish shit.
You think he's a dictator wannabe?
We know that. But I also think that prior to, and I don't think he's racist, okay? And I think he says racist shit.
You're going to be the first one in the camp,
man. Hold
on.
No. Let me tell you why. Dude, one of his best friends is Mike Tyson.
So?
And that means?
That he's racist?
That
doesn't mean he's racist.
Because you have one black friend doesn't mean you're not racist.
And actually, Joe's going to be going to the camp first. He's Lopez. You're right.
It's racist.
I'm Grande.
They're going to think you're a Jew.
Oh,
you're going too.
You know, well, you know, here's the reality, man. Is I'm Puerto Rican, so
you got
know,
Pitt standing up, ball man over there. That brother, like, what do you mean Trump's not racist?
Or the team squaring, everybody's squaring up.
Hey, Pitt's there. And for those who don't know, Pitt's a big African American man that is our engineer.
There's people
literally
good on,
standing up right
people
now.
Good on both sides. How do you reconcile any of those statements?
No.
How do you recognize the China virus?
Kung flu.
Did he say the kung flu?
Yes. Did he say it, dog? These are all. Racist comments. These aren't jokes that you can get away with. You're not a comedian. You're not, you know, passing out on stage like DL did and can get away with it because that's your stick.
He does say some stupid shit.
And he says racist shit. I mean,
you can't argue with it.
And I'm not.
Please,
agreeing.
Thank
I'm,
you.
No, hold on.
I appreciate
he's 10
that.
Minutes, he's 10 minutes drinking water on the stage.
Maybe they won't be voting for him. It's great though now. I like to play devil's advocate with you guys as well.
Don't say he's not racist. You know what's great though is that
he's a federal court.
what's great?
I just wanted to get all the listeners worked up for a minute.
Federal court, at least in this district, is throwing a case for marijuana, federal marijuana violation at a criminal level, throwing out all the evidence because it was obtained illegally from an illegal search and seizure, meaning that federal charge is going to go out the window.
As it should if it's an illegal search.
So this just remind everybody listening, this is why it is so darn important to never consent to a search, no matter what the officer ever says. Because they can lie to you. They can say, oh, it's a federal charge. I can look. Okay. Or
no.
Or whatever. Whatever they're going to say and lie and do to get in that car, never consent. If they're going to ultimately do it, then they do it. Obviously, in this case, the guy didn't consent. Because if he did consent, it would throw our defense all the way out the window. So don't consent, and this is huge. This is huge for a federal court to throw this out based on unreasonable search and seizure.
Where was this at?
It was out of San Francisco, actually.
Oh, California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
It's funny how these...
Were you guys booked for that? I mean, that's your client?
No.
No.
No, no, no. It was an article I just read.
Explain this more when you say that, because I'm a little lost when you say the federal and this and that on the... over state lines, because I know
this
like
isn't an overstate line thing.
But going back to the overstate one, California doesn't have probable cause, period.
So I mean, I don't know how you know. How is that trying to leverage it? I mean, even if it's a federal, so
because
federal
in the police
officer,
report, in the police report, the cop said I was trying to uphold a federal law.
Oh, so he didn't realize.
Well, that's actually afterwards because it was it's post hoc, meaning it was. After he wrote the report, they came up in one case. They came up with this argument. I was enforcing federal law, and the judge is like, that's not.
So did you have to correct the cop and the judge, like Mark did with his judge and the police officers that he was dealing with?
No. The judge was correct in this fact.
Well, when we come back, we're gonna hear how Mark got yelled at by the
one that.
Mark, I don't know. You're on a delay.
Yeah,
pay your phone bill.
We can't bring him back.
Yeah, we'll try to bring him back. But you guys, I don't know if you heard the story, Blue, but Mark got the judge so pissed off that the judge told him, I'm going to get you in contempt of court. Told him to calm his little pelican leprechaun ass down and sit down.
He pulled a Blue.
Yeah, he started going crazy.
He went Blue, like he went crazy on Blue. He went crazy on the judge.
But he didn't hang up and walk out. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, so now we're going to go back, because everybody heard this key word that Joe just said, and then Craig, while off air, said something else.
He got all mad at and Mark. That, did you have your content?
The key word was contempt in court.
Contempt of court.
Of court. So what happened, Marky? Let us know.
Alright, so let's back up. As you might remember, towards the end of last year, we took a pro bono case for a nice lady who's an Uber driver.
Dude.
Up in the Ventura.
A nice Mexican lady. Thank you guys for representing. Appreciate you, Mark. Not you, Craig.
And
how about just a lady?
Gives free rides to homeless people when she can. And so on this particular day, back at the end of last year, she gave a ride to a homeless guy. He got in the car and he stunk of homeless and alcohol and pot and everything.
Like peanuts.
You know, kind of like Joe.
Right.
And so she drops him off at a laundromat in a strip mall and then pulls out, makes a legal left turn using her blinker. And as soon as she pulls out, a cop that was in front of her slows down, gets behind, lets her pass, and then pulls her over. And she says, why'd you pull me over? He said, I smelled marijuana. And then he pulled her over. And then he pulled her over.
From behind her? Or from
no, he was in front of her first.
Just get to the courtroom scene. No, that'll summarize it all.
Craig, he's describing a story. He's doing good radio, unlike what you know how to do. Go ahead. Keep theater of the mind.
Fire me.
You're walking me down a path. Can you please shut your big brother up and continue? Because now I can see it all. Go.
We're going to call you Theater from now on.
So
Theater Mark.
Because her mother is a fan of Michael Rapaport, she heard us on the Rapaport podcast, taught her daughter the script. She used the script, and she filmed the police.
Wow.
So when she was three different times, she denied a search.
Way to go, Michael Rapaport.
Asked for a supervisor. Supervisor comes, and he wants to search. She denies him the search, and then they search. And they find a roach that was dropped by the homeless guy, and they charge her with open container, which is an infraction, but a point on your DMV record, which for an Uber driver will kill you.
And your insurance, let alone, goes up at least an extra grand, if not $2,000 a year.
So we filed a motion with all of our evidence from the video and everything else.
Is he still talking?
That this was an illegal search.
Right.
And we're looking to get the evidence thrown out and the case dismissed. So we finally went to, you know, because the pandemic pushed everything, we finally went to court last Friday. The cop shows up and we start. Now, as everybody knows here, as me and my brother have been saying for a few years now, smell alone is not probable cause. So I served my motion on the other side like I'm supposed to.
This is where it's getting good. Finally,
I can only imagine the cop, you know, read it. He didn't file any response. He was just testifying. So when he testified, he said, the car came out and I smelled the odor of marijuana, and I also saw a big cloud of smoke come out of the car. And my client just about fell out of her chair.
And she never smoked, mind you.
She she didn't smoke in the car. She doesn't smoke while she's driving. The officer never said anything about smoke at the time of the arrest or at the time of the stop. And now, because you need something more than just smell, he says he saw all this smoke. So I question my client, you know, did you ever smoke? No. Do you ever smoke when you're driving? No. And then when the judge started rendering her decision and got to a point where smell alone, but here we have the officer see smoke coming out of the window.
This story's in real time.
And I said, Your Honor, my client just testified that she didn't smoke. Why are you assuming he's telling the truth?
Ooh.
Why is he telling the truth? And then when I questioned the officer, here's how it went. I said, he said he found two marijuana cigarettes that were burnt out, roaches. And I said, can we please see those? Oh, he didn't bring them. I said, oh, well, did you test them? Do you know, are they hemp or CBD or THC? Do you know?
Huh? What do you mean?
No. And I said, do you know that hemp and THC cannabis smell the same? No. Well, they do. And then the judge said, Mr. Wasserman, you're not testifying. And then it's so annoying.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
when I asked him,
God.
Becky,
why didn't you say anything about smoke when you first pulled my client over? And then he didn't even answer. The judge interrupted me and said, well, he doesn't have to tell somebody every reason why he pulls him over. Why didn't your client tell him it was hemp?
Look at this. Look at this. And what'd you say, Mark?
Oh, I lost it. I went, Your Honor, my client has a Fifth Amendment right to say nothing. I cannot believe you as a judge just said that. Mr. Wasserman, please take a step back and
calm the fuck
down.
And don't tell me how to do my job. I'm the judge, you asshole. You sit down. You're shorter than me, and I'm a woman.
And that's when cannabis goes bad.
But the story's not over.
So then,
right?
So then, I took a step back. I kind of said, I'm sorry, Your Honor. You know, here, let's just go back. He didn't prove that it was hemp. He didn't do a test. He hasn't done anything.
A damn thing.
And, you know, I've submitted all the video. You have everything. And then she says she's going to take it under submission and look at everything. And then the cop goes, well, wait, I didn't bring my body cam video. Can I submit that? And I go, I object, Your Honor. It's too late. We already have the hearing. We submitted all the evidence. You know, and then I said, well, wait. Officer, does this video, is it going to show the smoke coming out of the window? Because I'd love to see it. And he said, well, my camera doesn't face backwards. And I go, oh, but you have eyes in the back of your head.
This is so good. I loved hearing that story.
And so, taken under submission. And then before I left, I said, Your Honor, my apologies for being a little overzealous. I was representing my client. And she actually said, no problem, Mr. Wasserman. You were really fighting hard for your client.
Oh,
way to be an
asshole.
You're
the best.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're like, and to let you know, Your Honor, this is pro bono. This is how hard I work for free.
It's always the free one that bites you in the ass.
It is, always.
Yeah. Right? Gets him in trouble and everything else. Like, I'm doing this for free. Damn it.
I give you 50% off. Yeah.
This was supposed to be two appearances. It's going to turn into five.
In Ventura.
Yeah. 2 hours up, 2 hours back for him each trip, too. Mark, you're a good man, and that is when cannabis goes bad.
Yes, man, that was amazing.
Wasn't that a good story?
Oh, you know what, Mark? I'll tell you what, the way you described that, we're going to call you Theater Mark from now on.
I mean, that was a good theater of the mind. You took us all the way down to the courthouse in Ventura, laid out the judge,
the cop.
No, he
took us back to the homeless folks that she picks up randomly. I mean,
I can smell them right now,
right? I can see the roaches in the car.
You can't even make that story up. I pick up homeless people for a living.
Yeah, I'm an Uber homeless driver.
Yeah,
I give them half off.
And then I don't let them smoke in my car, but sometimes they bring drugs. It's a question.
If a syringe
thing.
Falls in the back, let it falls in the back.
You, Mark, does she appear to be, you know, a little rough around the edges, or is she a very clean cut person?
No, I mean, because sometimes. What are you trying to profile the person?
Yes.
Don't we all? That's horrible.
No, I'm trying to because I want to see how the cop, because if I had that conversation with the cop, my mother had that conversation with a cop, they might just say, oh, sorry, ma'am.
Your mother's getting off, dog. Your mother is still very hot for being her age.
Let's not I've double taken moms, your.
No, that's a good
I'm
call. That's a good call. I'm saying I've double taken his mom. Yours too. She was crying, yelling at you.
You are sick. You're a sick puppy.
Okay, maybe not your mom, but his mom, she's a double looker.
Hey, what about my mom?
This cop she's very has nice. Been an Oxnard PD for like 17 years, and she grew up in the area. The cop knows who she is.
She's former police?
You know, no. The cop has been there for that long, and she's lived there that long.
Oh, got you. They know each other.
Yes, oh, so he tried to date her daughter or something.
In her younger days, you know, she got into some trouble, but we're talking 20, 15 years ago. You know, and now she actually works with homeless. She does a bunch of shit for the community and stuff. And she was like saying, I can't believe he said that. He knows me. We know each other.
Yeah.
And so
he's got the blue shirt on.
The badge tells it all. And how does a judge just believe a cop? That's the thing that sucks.
Dude, it sucks. That's, you know what? Always film the police.
Yes, man.
Always film the police. Otherwise,
movement.
I mean, when we fought my son's both his felony cases years ago, there was no way we would have won unless there was film. And thank God in both cases there was film and audio. Thank God. There's no way we would have won that.
Right. Well, it's a good thing. Blue, give everybody some love and let's get out of here. That story I'm done with it.
Well, you know, always film the police. Shout out to Mr. Checkpoint, you know, for creating that that movement. And then, wait,
you got one more, Mark? What up?
Well, because I just pulled up to the hospital, I want to really briefly the mother-in-law from...
Can we do that on the next show real quick? Can we do it right now real
quick?
We'll
do it next.
Hold on, we'll come back to it. One second.
We'll be right back after that break.
No, we'll see you guys later.
There
thanks for
guys. Cannabis Talk 101. Remember this, if no one else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.